The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ashlyn, I don't know an Ashlyn.
Look, I've had to make hard choices since I was a kid. Since my best friend became a fantasy. Since my mom...
Your mom has depression, Wes. We're going to pay someone a little visit. We're going to go see the benefactor. Together.
She took that away from you, didn't she? She took the only thing that makes you relevant. How could you do anything to help the Red Rhino?
I'm working on it. I will fix this, as I always do. I will get my memories back, and I will ensure that everything...
Yeah, the continuation of the mighty blah, 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 whatever. Guess what, Prissy Poppins? You failed. It turns out, you're pretty bad at your job.
No. I followed the procedure, every protocol, and yet...
And yet. Don't you hear it? That's exactly my point! You do the same thing over and over, expecting to get a different result. You know that's insane. That's the definition of insanity.
I don't remember who said that. I know I should. I want to know, but I can't seem to...
It's starting.
Nothing. It's nothing. I'm fine.
Let me help. Let me do something. Because if you can't remember anything, that is the whole point of your stupid existence.
You are irrational and belligerent. Kindly sit down.
Call the benefactor. Get some help. You know, maybe they will understand. Maybe they will see the trouble we're in and let me help.
No.
Then we're really doomed. And you let Wes die for nothing.
Not a time jump, a time port. Each timeline has different entrances, doors into the headquarters. We simply jump to the nearest door.
Simply!
And then walk through it.
Yeah. Well, it feels like my insides became my outsides, and... This is the benefactor's place.
I understand, right? They've got to. We're approaching no choice territory. Come along, Wes.
It looks familiar. Like, I've been here before.
Yes, that's to be expected. This place lives off dream energy.
Dream energy? Oh, that's a thing too.
Your abstract concepts are my concrete energy sources.
Doesn't make much more sense. Hey, you all right there, E? You seem tense. Well, you always seem tense. What I mean is you seem more tense. Like, next level tense, like... You found the bonus round and you're going for the gold, kind of tense. Look, I'm sorry I didn't believe you about the whole timekeeper stuff and for ditching out on training, because clearly you've got special powers and I've got special powers and there's something a little Tales of the Weird and Wacky going on here, I'll admit it. But what's the benefactor going to do about it? You said nothing could take my powers away, so... If I'm gonna die, how is this dude gonna do anything to stop it?
Because I've never brought you here before.
Never?
not across hundreds of incarnations.
Oh. Cool. Good to know. Where is everyone? It feels like we've been walking forever.
Not forever. Time doesn't exist here. At least, not as you know it. We've been walking for hours and seconds.
Do people also not exist here? We haven't seen anyone.
Well, if it isn't Evangeline.
Okay, where did he come from?
What a delight to see you again, Gatekeeper.
You know, you have a real way with people, E, a natural savant.
Is the benefactor available?
Hey, nice to meet you, Magic Dude who appears out of nowhere. You got a name other than Gatekeeper?
The benefactor does not like to be disturbed. You know this.
I'm gonna call you Harold. You good with that, Harold?
Yes, I know that better than most, Gatekeeper.
It's Harold now. We're calling him Harold.
Wes, there isn't time for this.
I thought you said time doesn't work the same way here. Don't we have all the time and no time? She's always like this. We don't have time for this, is like her motto.
Oh, I'm aware. Evangeline is known around the headquarters as getting a little heated.
No, that's a nice word for it.
Please focus. While we are currently outside the normal time machinations, there is still a limit. Gatekeeper, we are in desperate need of a meeting with the benefactor. This is Wes Whitaker. His timeline is in dire trouble. He's the last of the Red Rhinos, and if we don't do something, change the future, then his timelines will be completely lost, and it will bring about an apocalypse the likes of which we have never experienced in our lifetimes.
Heated.
You're Wes Whitaker?
Gatekeeper, please.
His name is Harold.
All right. Look, I hear you, Evangeline, but I don't think it's a smart idea.
Look, Harold, could you do something? Help us out? I don't want these powers at all. They're weird and dumb and getting worse and worse. But I don't want the timelines to end. I don't know about an apocalypse, but I don't want that either. I just... I need to know how to change things.
I'll see what I can do.
So what now?
Now we wait.
You guys have a clock?
Yes.
Why?
To drive anyone waiting for the benefactor mad. Clearly, it's working.
No, but seriously, you guys just have a clock in here for a statement piece?
When you're outside of time, you see how finite it is. Short, small, barely a blip on the ether.
Oh, so the clock is just for kicks.
It's a reminder. No matter how infinite we are, time continues to pass. Time waits for no one.
Unlike us. It feels like it's been a long time. Has it been a long time?
Long enough. This is ridiculous. Come on, Wes.
So is this all there is? Just an insanely long hallway? No wonder you're all...
Don't say crazy.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't gonna say it.
All right, if I can just find a way around it.
Just imply it.
I can get there. You'll have to listen to me.
Are we going anywhere in particular, or are you just trying to distract me?
Since you're attached to a more specific timeline, none of the other timelines in the universes are visible to you.
Whoa, hold up. Other universes?
Yes, they don't exist to you, so you don't see anything relating to them.
So this whole hallway, it's...
filled with doors as far as the eye can see, yes.
Wait, so does that one have anything to do with me?
What? Which one? Which door can you see?
That one. I mean, it's brown. It's got vines growing around it. It's like a prop from George of the Jungle.
No, Wes. This door doesn't have anything to do with you. I don't... Oh, I understand.
Why can't I see it?
Because it doesn't have anything to do with anyone anymore. It's being decommissioned.
So... does that...
Quick! Out of sight!
We haven't seen a door in 5 billion years. Where am I supposed to... What's this? A jungle universe? Why is there stuff in here if it's being... what'd you call it?
Decommissioned?
Quiet!
Why are you spying?
Shh.
Oh, who's that? Is that another gatekeeper? Oh, I'll call her Janet. She kind of looks like a Janet. Or at least she looks like the cafeteria lady who gives me an extra portion of mashed potatoes, and her name is Janet?
Desist speaking.
Oh, and that's another time babysitter, like you, right?
Are you incapable of understanding the English language in times of crisis? Shut your ridiculous trap hole!
Evangeline, is everything okay?
The door was open because it's a decommissioning ceremony.
Oh, so it's like a party?
Party might be too liberal a word.
Is that why you look like you're about to get slammed by a truck going 80 miles an hour?
I'm fine. Everything's fine. Simply peachy keen.
Oh, you're not the type to use the phrase peachy keen, except when things are the opposite of peachy and or keen.
There's that outlandish imagination hard at work.
Evangeline, I thought the whole point of coming here was to explain, to help me be better. But all this has managed to do is give me a new appreciation for Captain America. Like, I haven't been stuck in ice or anything, but I don't understand a thing.
The decommissioning ceremony. That's what happens when a hero is lost.
When, like, all the versions of that timeline, when they just...
Shh.
Timekeeper 37212, you understand the ramifications of your inaction?
I understand.
Because of your inability to forestall the death of your charge, another hero has been lost.
I said I understand. You don't have to...
Let me get through this. I don't want to do this any more than you.
Then let me go.
Your job as timekeeper is finished. You had one job, and you failed.
Please don't.
By the power vested in me by the benefactor, you are sentenced to the same fate as your charge.
No!
To experience every death they also experience.
Please! No! Please!
You get the gist.
Wow. That... brutal.
Yes. If there are no timelines to shepherd, then what's the use of that timekeeper? They get decommissioned. Stripped of their purpose and...
Killed.
No. Not killed. Timekeepers, we can't be killed. If we cannot assist our charges in reaching the ultimate goal or purpose, we are just... tortured. As if seeing our charges dying wasn't torture enough. Once a timekeeper experiences the full breadth of death, they remain here, as gatekeepers, for the rest of eternity.
That's what'll happen to you?
Wes, what I've been trying to impress upon you is that world's end. Time is short, no matter how infinite you feel. You may feel reckless. You may want to run rampant, sacrifice yourself in a ball of raging fire, but it's not just you that would be sacrificed. Don't you understand? Me, Raleigh, your family, your friends. Wes, I need you to know how very, very close we are to that moment.
But what was all the stuff you said about apocalypse?
Come on. Better check to see if the benefactor can see us yet.
You know, it's not that I'm out of shape, but you really start to feel the millions of rhino pounds after huffing down the hallway that never ends.
No, stop. You do not weigh millions of pounds.
It's fun how hyperbole is completely lost on you.
Evangeline.
Yes. Hello, we're back. Can we go
in? The benefactor does not wish to see you.
But did you explain it to be a matter of life and death, that I've done everything, that this is our last hope?
I've explained the situation perfectly, and the benefactor does not believe it to be wise.
Not even for him?
I believe he's precisely why the benefactor is against the idea.
Because I'm here? Does that matter?
Please, please. It'll change things. I know it will. The benefactor can explain it in a way that I just cannot.
And yet the benefactor chose against it. Are you trying to ensure your immediate decommission? We can put it...
No! Look, We'll go.
We most certainly will not. I do not appreciate being doubted in my choices. I would not bring the Red Rhino here without an express purpose, without having exhausted every other possible option.
You are trying to cause trouble. The Benefactor knows it. We all know it.
Hold on, what? Why would it cause trouble?
And since there's nothing else you can possibly say on the matter, it's best you return to your own timeline and make the most of the moment you have left.
And I thought you were dramatic. Evangeline? You tried. I do get it, okay? You won. This is bigger than me. But I think we should probably go now.
No. No. All is not lost, young Mr. Whittaker. If the Benefactor won't see us, then fine. I have another trick up my sleeve.
Hello and welcome back to Red Rhino. We're so excited to share this back half of season one with you. We also are really excited to announce that Red Rhino has a website. It's called redrhinopodcast.com. There you will find our transcripts. You'll also find a merch store. We have merch, which is really exciting. We have this really cool enamel pin that the wonderful Emily Cardamus designed for us. So you can get the enamel pins there and rep your Red Rhino pride. We are also going to be at PodCon. Gloria, my amazing director, and I will both be there. We're going to be walking around. We'll have a couple of the enamel pins with us. So please let us know that you're there. We want to say hi to you. We're really excited about it. PodCon is a really great time. So we're really looking forward to it. So we hope to see you there. The next episode will be coming out in 2 weeks. And guys, get ready. Strap in. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. Thanks.
Oh, a door! One that I can see! And one that looks like my front door at home.
This is your vault.
Cool! Any chance it's a swimming pool full of money?
You're not Scrooge McBadger in any timeline, Wes.
McBadger? Fine. So, we gonna open it, or... What? What is all this?
This is everything that makes you, you. Artifacts, memories from hundreds of timelines. They all make their way here, locked away in your vault.
So, all this? This is all me?
Echoes of memories of you.
Old me was into coin collecting?
There wasn't much in the way of entertainment for 1920s Wes.
Oh, is this a boxing glove? I was a wrestler?
Yes, sort of. Mexican wrestling. The Rojo Rebel. You and Michael were actually quite good.
Michael?
Your best friend? Usually you've grown up with him, schoolmates and whatnot.
Michael's real?
Yes, of course. He's in most timelines, but not all of them. I just assumed he wasn't part of this story.
He was. He was my best friend for years, and then he was just gone. And everyone thought I'd gone crazy. I thought I'd gone crazy.
Oh, so that's a time blip.
That's what you call it?
Well, a time anomaly, but the vernacular is time blip. When things are out of congruency, time will try to patch itself back up, make things right.
Well, is there? Can you bring him back?
I'm sorry, Wes, no.
And this? What is this, an ancient voice box?
Talk boy, you saw Star Wars and decided you wanted to be the next Lucas George.
You mean George Lucas?
His name varies. The franchise doesn't.
And what, I use this to make tapes?
You'd record the movies so that you could listen to them wherever you'd go. It was very cute. Sometimes you'd cast Michael and Laura to record reenactments. No, wait. Don't press play.
Time. Time always has a way of dooming Wes Whittaker. I just wish... No matter. Field report 2314. The rise of the...
Don't stop!
That sounded like...
I'm sorry. You can't listen to any of these tapes, Wes. Not your reenactments, not my field reports.
I just... I'm not crazy. It's proof he existed, and It's not like he moved. He just stopped existing.
I'm sorry, Wes.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
Look,
how long? Do timekeepers measure time the same way we do? You must have seen a lot of me.
Yes, it's been a while.
Were you always a timekeeper?
No, I wasn't. Not always.
I believe you, you know? Like I said, I'm sorry I ditched. I get it. I get that there are bigger things that it's real. All this is real. And for some terrible reason, you expect me, a 17-year-old that everyone believes is insane because of some time blip, to somehow save what? The world? The timeline? Look, you keep saying the timeline collapsing would bring the apocalypse, but other timelines, that timekeeper before, have died off. There's no apocalypse. Doesn't the world just, like, end?
You don't understand. Believe me, Mr. Whittaker, I wish it were different. I don't relish the idea that you are the only hope, but that is the world in which we live.
Well, what are you looking for?
These.
Papers?
Don't worry about it.
Evangeline, this is nuts. Mind-blowing, actually. But this, all this does, it just proves it's impossible. I can't change anything. The proof here is that I just die without making any sort of difference.
Hope, Wesley Whittaker. That's why I brought you here. These are the rhythms of your life that prove the world keeps spinning. This is all stuff that makes up the different parts of you. Abstract parts that make up the person who can make this right. And hope. Hope is the greatest abstract concept of all. Can I get you anything? Do you need something?
I think I want to go home now.
Very well.
Pretty sure I'm going to be in a world of trouble. Of course, I might not live long enough to get in trouble, since I always die.
I know. It's a bad lot. Neither of us asked for this. This is as close as I can get you, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Good night, Evangeline.
Good night, Wes.
Field report 2314. The rise of the Red Rhino.
Where? Where did this tape come from? Where is it? Where is it?
Hello? Evangeline?
Blast. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please come back later.
I was just coming from practice. Saw your lights on. Why are you still here?
I see no reason as to why that's any of your business, Coach. I know I have it here. I always keep it in the same place, no matter the desk. I always place it under the left corner
stack. What are you looking for? Do you need any help?
Oh, no. Thank you. Oh! Here it is. No. Hundreds of timelines, hundreds of rosters. No. She's not here.
Who?
Ashlyn August. She's not in any of my roster copies.
Ashlyn's from a different school. She transferred earlier in the year. The paperwork you need might not have gone through. Are you okay? You look sick.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I can't remember her. Not in any timeline. You think I let Wes die? Tell me, Chad. Tell me about your school. Names of your teachers, counselors, administrators.
What is this, some kind
the janitors.
Of test? I don't know.
Maybe even the cafeteria lady.
I don't
you do like
know,
to eat?
Evangeline.
You know what I think, Chad?
I can imagine what you think.
I don't believe you can. I don't believe you have the slightest idea what I think.
Yeah.
But I know what you think. How you think. Mm-hmm. You think you could have been the Red Rhino. Even now you're not worried about me. You're worried about you. All you see is you. Mm-hmm. You think that it should have been you, that the benefactor made some mistake. You think that you have it, the depth of character to be a hero like Wes. It's laughable, really. Irrational. Delusional. Ludicrous. You think the reason the Red Rhino always fails is because you were never given the chance. But the joke's on you, Chad. The benefactor would never choose you. You believe yourself to be a hero. But a hero's hope lies not in his strength, but in his heart. And you, well, you have no heart, Chad. You can't even remember the people you claim you so desperately wish to save.
The benefactor may have not given me a chance, but that's because the benefactor wasted all their chances on you.
Directed and co-produced by Gloria Isley and produced by Lenita Harless, with music composition and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured Jesse Einstein, Hershey Wingler, Kyle Tai, Trent Shumway, additional voices by Lila Dupree and Jasper Yu. Thanks to Mary Mansion for our logo. Make sure to subscribe and join us in 2 weeks for the continuing adventures of Red Rhino.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.